Welcome to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep to grow our business, improve your health and wellness. I am Donna D. Morey, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to share my experience and expertise as a certified sleep science coach. My sleep techniques and views are scheduled for the first Friday of every month, no more than 15 minutes. I want to start by thanking you for taking the time to listen and share my podcast with others. The name of my podcast is Sleep Habits for Successful People. Now, there are just a few tips that I want to share about successful people. First of all, respect sleep. That is really key because lots of times we take sleep for granted and it's something that we don't believe that we need to have because we have so much to do. The next one is make sleep a priority. Once again, sometimes we just put it on the shelf. We get to it when we feel like it, but that's necessary, just like breathing. The next one is sleep hygiene. Just like you take care of your teeth, your annual checkup, take care of your sleep every night. Also, set boundaries for yourself and stick with it. It's okay to say no. Saying no is saying yes to yourself, and then you're able to encourage and help and be there for others. Self-care, which is learning how to make yourself first, not last. And learning to say no with love and mean it. No is a beautiful, powerful word. And so it's good to get in a habit of saying no. And it's okay to go back and say it, even if you said yes. Taking care of your health and wellness is crucial because if you don't have good health and wellness, it's really difficult to really to be successful. Improve your maintenance and your fitness. You want to improve it and maintain it. That's an ongoing basis, not something that you just do once. It's something you do on a regular basis, even if you exercise every other day, even if it means walking. Do not over or under eat before bedtime. And for example, I'm going to give you three things you can eat at night if you get hungry. First of all, turkey is very nutritious. It's high in protein, and it keeps your muscles strong and it regulates your appetite. Almonds have many benefits. They are excellent source of nutrients. Almonds can lower risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Also, many people say almonds can boost your sleep quality. Now, when I say almonds, I don't mean a whole bag full, just a handful. Chamomile tea is an antioxidant that reduce inflammation that can lead to chronic disease. So chamomile tea is very soothing, very relaxing. And the good thing about it is you could drink that throughout the day. Now, the good thing about the tea, you can have it hot or cold, whichever that you choose. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? That sounds like another small meal, but it could be a healthy snack just before you go to sleep. This is Donna D. Morey. And if you need to reach me, at my website is Donetta D. Morey, DonettaDMoreing.com. I'm on LinkedIn under Donetta D. Morey, on Facebook, Donetta Morey. Thank you for listening. And as always, sleep heals. Hello, this is Donetta D. Morey. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Morey, which is D-O-N-E-T-T-A-D-M-O-R-E-Y-N-G.com. atadmoorring.com. Thank you for your support.